Good morning. Welcome to New Dawn. My name is J. Donald Walters. I'll be with you this next quarter hour talking about ways to find happiness, peace of mind, and wisdom to cope with the challenges in your life. Soon, I hope you'll be welcoming a new dawn of possibilities in yourself. Remember, whatever you want changed in your life, it begins with you. Today, let me read you from my little book of sayings, Do It Now. When exercising, send energy coursing dynamically all through your body cells. We tend to think that the energy in our bodies is something that comes to us from outside, through food, through air, through sunlight, or through the things that happen that sort of energize us because they make us enthusiastic. But indeed, that should give you your clue that even the very fact that thoughts can energize you because you're enthusiastic should give you an understanding, if you think about it, that your enthusiasm does energize you, does send energy to the body, that, as Paramhansa Yogananda used to say, the greater the will, and that means willingness, enthusiasm, the greater the will, the greater the flow of energy. You see, we have it all wrong when we think that everything that we want comes to us from outside, that we'll have all the peace of mind and comfort and happiness that we want if we can get our outer circumstances squared away, if we can have a sizable bank account, if we can have a nice home, a nice job, nice friends, and so on. And so also, We find that in using our bodies, if we think that our energy is only coming to us from the food that we eat, then even in exercise, you tire yourself. And yet, if you can understand that your energy comes from attitudes of the mind and from deliberately sending energy, you'll be amazed at how much you can energize that body. I had a very interesting experience years ago when I was working on a construction job, and I had a staple gun that was very hard to work. There was a girl working with me on the job, and she had to use two hands, and even then could barely squeeze the staple gun. Now, I have small hands, so it was very hard for me to reach from one end to the other, but still, I wanted to finish this job, and so I kept stapling and working at it, and then suddenly I found, after doing about 500 of these shots, you might say, that suddenly I couldn't do any more. And I thought, well, if I don't finish this work, then the storms of winter will come and the whole job will be ruined. I've got to do this work today. I can't be up here every day. I can only work on weekends. And so, with all my willpower, but using a principle, using this principle of Yogananda's, and also it's a principle that he applied to a series of exercises that I want to talk about in a few moments, but using that willpower, all my willpower, this hand that was almost paralyzed with fatigue, I just forced it to squeeze one more time, and then one more time like that. Do you know a very interesting thing? By the 10th time, suddenly it was easy again, and I was able to go on for perhaps another 500 times without any fatigue. Well, athletes have this experience. They call it second wind, but what it means is that they've pushed themselves to the very limit of their power and still exert willpower, and all of a sudden there's this surge of willpower, of energy, I mean, and in that energy they find they can go on without strain and without fatigue. Now, Yogananda explained that we live surrounded by an ocean of energy. We draw on it all the time. We don't just, I mean, if you put food in the body of a corpse, it wouldn't bring it back to life. It takes life to energize the body. It takes life to digest that food and turn it into energy. Your primary source of energy is not the outward sustenance that you take in, the nourishment. It is always that inner divine contact that you have with the cosmic energy itself. And with willpower, you can draw on it. Whereas, on the other hand, if you have something you don't want to do, for example, let's say that you've just finished giving a party, and all your guests have left, and your sink is full of dishes, and it's midnight, and you realize you've got to get up early in the morning and go to work, and you suddenly feel so tired, and you just leave the dishes and say, "Well, I'll get to them tomorrow." Well, another aspect here is that when you go to sleep with a thought of fatigue and how exhausted I am, you tend to wake up that way too. Whereas if you go to sleep with the thought that I'll wake up, I'll just do my duty to the body, then wake up and work hard again, you'll be amazed how little sleep you need and how energized you feel in the morning. That thought too is important. But let's say you go to bed with that thought of, "Oh, I'm so tired." So you wake up in the morning slightly late and you look at those dishes and you say, "Oh my God, well, let me do them when I come home." And you have a hard day at the office and you come back and you look at those dishes again and you think, "Oh, I can't face it." And you lie down and sort of limply look at the ceiling while your hand sort of droops over the edge of the bed. And just then the phone rings. And it's an old friend of yours that you haven't talked to for many years, haven't seen for many years, and he happens to be passing through town. And this is the only evening that he can spare to see you, because he'll be gone by the next day. Well, where does all that energy come from? All of a sudden, you jump up from your bed, and you dress and go out and have a great time. You come home, and you can wash the dishes easily. Nothing changed except your outlook, your attitude. If you can have a joyful outlook on life, if you can use your willpower, then you will find that you can energize your body really at will. And the benefit of the energization exercises that Yogananda talked about, and if you want to learn about them, how you can learn them, you can phone an 800 number. The number is 424-1055. But they're wonderful exercises. I do them twice a day, and I'm amazed at the effectiveness of them. One time a few weeks ago, I was so tired at night, and I just couldn't do anything. I thought, "Well, I guess I should go to bed." And I thought, "Well, I shouldn't feel like this." I realized I had forgotten to do my energization exercises. I'd worked hard and I was feeling a bit lazy. So I went out and did them. And all of a sudden I found myself so full of energy I could meditate and I felt wonderful. These exercises, honestly, they sort of get rid of the cobwebs. I was doing them and there was a medical doctor watching me do them one time at some resort. And he tried to do them with me, sort of following at least the movements outside. Without even knowing the purpose of them, he ended up saying, "Well, I know all kinds of systems, but I have to say this is the best system I've ever encountered." Now, if you do these exercises as opposed to doing athletics, where you're throwing a football and your mind is on the football, or a baseball and your mind is on the ball, you're running, your mind is on the legs and the reaching a certain place in time or beating other people in a race or whatever it might be. Your mind is outward and it's also so actively engaged in movement that it can't think in terms of the cause of that movement. Whereas if you think of the cause, and these exercises are slow and specific enough to help you to get down to the source, then you find to your amazement that they energize you much more than going out and taking a good walk or a good run or a good swim. They're a wonderful system, but you can do it even without knowing it, just by feeling, tensing your body and trying to send energy to your whole body. And above all, you can do it by changing your mental attitude. I'd like to sing you a song, "Joy in the Heavens." It will help to express what I'm talking about.
There's joy in the heavens, a smile on the mountains, and melody sings everywhere. The flowers are all laughing to welcome the morning. Your soul is as free as the air. The flowers are all laughing to welcome the morning. Your soul is as free as the air. Leave home in the sunshine, dance through a meadow, or sit by a stream and just be. The lilt of the water will gather your worries and carry them down to the sea. The lilt of the water will gather your worries and carry them down to the sea. Men hunger for freedom, but don't see their dungeon, is only the thought that they're bound. Desires are their shackles, the hope that tomorrow the doorway to joy will be found. Desires are their shackles, the hope that tomorrow the doorway to joy will be found. There's joy all around us, why wait till tomorrow? We've only this moment to live. A heaven within us is ours for the finding, a freedom no riches can give. A heaven within us is ours for the finding, a freedom no riches can give. There's joy in the heavens, a smile on the mountains, and melody sings everywhere. The flowers are all laughing to welcome the morning. Your soul is as free as the air. The flowers are all laughing to welcome the morning. Your soul is as free as the air. The flowers are all laughing to welcome the morning. Your soul is as free as the air.
Joy to you, friends.
Thank you.